Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
Judy Elsley found America, a land of second chances, and takes us on her journey from a soap factory to teaching at Weber State University.
I'm a worker by nature. I love working. In my next life, I would come back as a bee. One summer, I chose to take a job at a soap-making factory, and just before I came, the women had got together and demanded higher wages, and there happened to be a chicken processing factory in the same town where they killed and plucked and prepared chickens. A really horrible job. And the women were told, if you don't like working here, then go to the chicken factory. That was such an unpalatable alternative that nothing else came of it. But I suppose it was my first view of women's work at its worst, and also of work that you could get if you did not have a degree. I moved to this country and I volunteered for a long time for the Forest Service. One of my first jobs was cleaning toilets in the campground. And I found it deeply satisfying work because you can see the results of your work. That program came to an end, and so I worked in a lumber mill. It was called Kaibab Industries. They had had this mandate to hire women, so they gave us the lowest possible job, which was, talk about manual labor, shoveling out the bark. And the bark flies all over the place, just starts to mount up into these sort of mountains. And I learned to use a front-end loader, and we got to the point where it didn't take us all day to do that cleanup. I thought, why don't I use this time more productively? So I started taking long-distance courses in order to qualify to become a teacher. So I'd hang out in the women's bathroom, and I would sit on an old oil drum that was in there. Nobody knew that I was there, and even if they did, my supervisors, all of whom were men, were never going to come into the women's bathroom. And then I left to go back to graduate school. One of my first times teaching, there was a young man in my class, and it turned out that he came from Fredonia. So I said, oh, what did you do there? And he said, oh, well, I worked in Kaibab Industries. Oh, I said, so did I. And it turned out that he did vehicle maintenance, which was so far above my grade that I would never have met him. And he looked at me. I was there in my little suit and my pumps. I was teaching and I got my PhD, and here he was just coming back to school. I looked at him and realized how far I had come. One of the reasons that I loved working at Weber is that it served people like me. It was a place for second chances. And many of the students that I taught came, dropped out, came back, and there was always a place for them.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.